Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I mean, they're neighbors in every sense of the word, right?
Yes, they are. Literally.
if
he's running, their backyard to join.
Yeah. Hey, you going to cut that grass anytime soon, John? You think Eric's out there just giving him a hard time about keeping up on the lawn work?
Yes.
No. We had a text.
Have you met DaCosta?
Yeah.
He's a pretty intense guy.
he cuts the grass with a pair of scissors.
Nice.
Yeah. We had a text that said that the Ravens shouldn't let them share like a backyard.
Oh,
like
somebody called in about that.
Yeah, they shouldn't be neighbors. They said it's a conflict of interest.
Can I say something about that? Shut up. Like, what? What does that have? It holds no water in anything. Like, is it going to get them closer? Is it going to push them away in case something happens? Does DaCosta have a party on a Saturday night and too many people are parked in front of Harbaugh's house? Is it going to cause an issue there? What does that even mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
They shouldn't allow it.
You know who shouldn't live next to each other? Exes. That's who shouldn't live next to each other. That's it. Anyway, all right. Let's do this because I know we got Rashawn on hold. He wants to talk about what they need to do. They definitely don't need a third string quarterback because they got the best one in the league. Let's bring in Rashawn. What do you want to see the Ravens do?
I'll let you know in the morning. So I say, hey. He goes, good morning.
Hey, Rashawn, you ain't even ready, man.
Sorry about that.
Oh,
I'm ready.
What you doing? You listening to another radio show?
No, but I wouldn't do that with y'all.
He's talking to the rental car people, man. We stuck, man. We trying to get a new rental car, man. We on our way to Miami and the engine light came on, man. What's going on with that, man?
Trippy. What the hell is so funny?
Enterprise, y'all got to do better, man. We tired of this, man. Now we about to be late.
Yeah.
We supposed to be on the road to Miami, man, but Trippy check engine light came on. So we was like, man, we just going to rent a car then.
Hey. My check engine light came on. It was Enterprise rented the car.
You're renting a car,
man,
to take to Miami?
Yeah, we try to save some money. The flights is high as hell, man. So you know what? We just going to split the driving time up. Dustin was supposed to be helping this drive, but he met some girl. Now he going out well on Halloween. He all in love now. So it's just going to be me and Trip. You know?
Did you ever think about flying in?
You're too old to be going trick-or-treating, Dustin. You're too old to be going trick-or-treating, man. That's for the kids, man.
Yeah, man. So
I can listen.
Make it down.
You know what? This would probably piss off a lot of radio hosts. I love this. It was such a pleasant surprise to hear Trippy yelling at you in the background. And by the way, why wouldn't you guys just fly into another area in Florida and then drive over?
It's very expensive.
Is it still?
It's prohibitively expensive.
Even if it was like Tampa or
good luck
Denton or
where? First of all, Tampa is 4 hours from Miami. Okay. So there's that. Well, you still have to rent a car and drive across the state.
Well, Baltimore's a lot further from Miami.
Dude, I'm serious though. Look at tickets right now to go to Tampa from BWI. You're going to pay about $800 round trip.
Man.
Yeah.
And then with the tariffs and everything, man. You know Trump with the tariffs, man. Stuff's just crazy out of control, man. If people ain't getting paid, the airport workers ain't showing up.
What are we bringing in? Jet fuel? Is that what's costing so much?
Hey, Jeremy, I know one thing. If the Ravens lose Thursday, a couple of them, I think John Harbaugh might ride back with me and Rashawn, man. I don't know.
Well, make sure he gets the Enterprise car this time because you'll be riding in something nice.
That's my Todd always good to ride with us, man. You know, that's our guy, man. But look, man, I'm hoping that the Ravens do make a because, like I said, man, we want to know 10 more to go. And you saw the dude Keon White just got traded. I wish we would have got him. But just watching that, you can't tell me EDC. And guess what? For the last couple years, when I tell EDC after the game, make a call, he give me that smile back and the little wave. I know he got something up his sleeve. All right, no. Just wait, Ravens fly.
Hey, Trippy, next week. If you're going to the game, Ravens over, Henry over rush yards, likely over receiving yards. I love that.
Four-piece special, you already know.
Hey, come with that cover zero defense they did a couple years ago on this, man. We got answers for that yet?
We don't have Greg Roman.
Are they doing a radio show on the phone for us?
This reminds you of that show. You ever see Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah. Guys, I didn't hang up there. That was Joe. I'm throwing him under the bus.
I did. What is this?
Yeah.
Go have your own show.
What are you talking about? That was fun. Did you like that? This is
pretty
weird.
Pretty funny.
Like, he literally said, I'm like, what are you talking about? The car broke down on the way to Miami. The check engine light came on a rental car. You rented a car to drive 18 hours?
I don't know.
Is that even a thing? Do they check the mileage on the car at the end?
That's unlimited. It's unlimited mileage.
You can tell I've never had enough credit to rent a car. My wife always rents it. Oh, man. That was something. That was something else. I got tears in my eyes thinking about these two cats. Just what did they talk about on the ride down? Hey, let me be real with you. What do you think about the backup quarterback? Hey, Jesus, I can't.
I call every radio show in every state on the ride.
Like Rashawn, we go to Rashawn and there's conversation in the background. I'm like, who the hell is he talking to? Hello, Trippy. It's like he just took the phone from him. It was one phone and two guys talking into it. Anyway, great stuff. All right, we got the Daily Line coming up next. Last night was a winning night. I went 3-2 in my top plays, but again, sit here and talk about it. I have absolutely murdered the MLB postseason. 3-1 in the prop plays I gave out last night. Yep. Hit the game again. The night before, I hit 5 prop plays along with the game. I'm 3-1 in World Series games. I'm hitting over 70% in the postseason. It's just been a great run. Got some baseball props tonight. Got a play for the game that I like. And a couple of NBA plays. There's only 2 NHL games. I really don't like them. I'll talk about them when we get there, Ed. But also 2 college football games. One of them a little bit more interesting than the other. But don't love either one of these games either. But we'll get into it. I do have a play tonight that I love. And I'm going to give that out when we come back here on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone. Vlad Jr. gives the Jays the lead. The franchise face putting the team on his back.
There you go. That's courtesy of Fox. Yeah, I mean, Vlad Guerrero Jr. with a big home run in that game. They had the big seventh inning that kind of separated it. Huge for Toronto because now that guarantees that they got to go back through customs again. Going back to Toronto for at least a game six. And I'm going to get into what I like in the World Series game here at the end. But I'm going to go through the NBA, college football. A couple things first. Caller number five, two tickets to see Maryland's men's basketball team take on DMV rival Georgetown at their home opener on November 7th at the Xfinity Center in College Park, 410-583-1057. And also, we've been talking a lot of football. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL and Paramount Plus. Now, for the plays, I think there's a lot of good stuff going on tonight. Let me start with college football because I didn't like these games when I first started looking at it. I still don't love them, and these would be smaller plays for me, but I think Middle Tennessee State is a live dog against Jacksonville State. I think Jacksonville State is way better than them. It's more about the spot, and I've talked about this. You get these home nights for smaller schools on a weeknight or home games. That's their Super Bowl. They get a chance to showcase themselves. The players get up for these games. But you also have these nights where, yeah, you look at that, like a handicapper like myself is going to look at that and find value in it, where other people may look at it and go, yeah, but that team just sucks. It doesn't matter what they do. We had that the other day when I picked, Florida International to stay with Western Kentucky. I had some guy send me some nasty-ass message. The hell are you talking about? Florida International is going to get destroyed. They're 10-point underdogs, and you think they're going to be in a game? They've only won one game this year. Florida International beat them. So it's a crazy how things go with sports and how people perceive things. But again, I'm a big spot guy. Like you look, like for example, at the beginning of the year, we had Golden State Warriors play two games.
Right.
Their second game went to overtime, and the next night they had to go to Portland. They were playing a good team the night before, so it was a meaningful game against the Nuggets. That game goes to overtime. Next night you're going to Portland. Everybody's like, and Portland just had the stuff with Chauncey Billups. They're in the news. It's like, are they even going to play? The spot was to take the Trailblazers against the Warriors there, getting 2.5 points. But nobody wanted to click that button. But what happened? The Trailblazers beat them outright and handily, too. So, I mean, you have to look at basketball sometimes and college football and the NFL. It's a shorter season. But with basketball and baseball, even the best teams are going to lose 60 games in baseball. Even the best teams are going to lose 25 games in basketball. It just happens every single year. So I think it's something that you have to look at when it comes to the point spread, knowing that three games in four nights, especially on the road, is tough on guys. And you get tired. The travel catches up to you, and teams play kind of like you're not used to seeing them play. So with that being said, college football, I like Middle Tennessee State. I like FIU and Missouri State to go over the 50.5. NBA, I think the Mavs are finally in a good spot. This Pacers team's completely banged up. I know Rick Carlisle is going to try to get his guys fired up to go face his former team. There's just not a lot there. Everybody's hurt. The whole store got the flu. You hear that? Everybody's hurt. No Halliburton. McConnell's still out. You had Nembhard get hurt in their first game. A couple of their other pieces, size guys that down low that they're going to need. They've got a bunch of bodies that they rotate in. A couple of them are banged up. So it's a who's who of nobody's playing for the Pacers. And I think the Mavericks are finally in a good spot where they're figuring out how they want to run their guards with D'Angelo Russell and Cooper Flagg. Like they had Cooper Flagg running the point. And I don't know if there's anything wrong with that per se, but he didn't run the point in college. He's not a point guard. Can he handle the ball? Can he facilitate? I'm assuming so. Mm-hmm. But I look at him as kind of filling up the stat sheet. I want him to score for me, especially on that team. I know the ball is going to go through Anthony Davis, but I think the Mavs win handily. I've hit my last two favorite totals back-to-back nights. You didn't have to sweat either one. My favorite total tonight would be the Cavaliers and the Celtics to go over the 233.5. I think Toronto's a live dog, and I think the Lakers-Wolves game is an underplay at 224.5. Now, as I said, there's only one NHL game, and just to explain what happened, and this happens from time to time with the site that I use, there was an NHL game and an NBA game that started at 11 o'clock last night.
Yes.
And when they update the slate, if that game's not finished, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, it shows up on the next day. And so when I clicked on the NHL, there were two games up there, one of which had already been played. So there's only one game tonight, and I don't like it. I don't know if you have a feel for anything, Ed. I mean, you were talking about, who was it? Toronto and how you kind of like them.
Yeah, well, they've been disappointing every year. This is a team that hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1967, I think. That's where the Hockey Hall of Fame is. So it's a big deal that the Maple Leafs have not been really good. They've been good the last couple of years. Everybody's had them as a heavy favorite. They keep getting bounced from the playoffs. So I just think they're a really good team. If I was going to pick a team today, I'd pick them. Just so I think they're better than the Blue Jackets. Although the record's identical at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if you forced me to pick that game, the money would tell me to take the Blue Jackets, but it's not anything that I'm looking at going, yeah, it's going to sway me to play just because it's the only NHL game. Yeah. I'm not betting it. Here's what I like for baseball, guys, and I was going to be all over the Dodgers if Kevin Gausman started today. Just hammer that line. Yeah. I'm still all over the Dodgers. I think the under's probably the right play. It did go to 8. It opened up at 7.5. It's already gone to 8, and I think it stays around that number. Any signs of trouble for you, Savage? He gets pulled.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's also the thought process with you, Savage. Like, I'm looking at his prop bet in Vegas for how many outs he's expected to get, and they got him at 14.2. So just over 14 outs, which means they don't expect him to go 5.
Yeah.
So that says a lot, too, when you're looking at these strikeout numbers. He is juiced up. So here's the props that I like. As I said, blind betting Vlad. He's plus 110. I don't know when they're going to learn in Vegas that you don't have to make him plus 110. He's got it. His OPS is the highest I've ever seen in the postseason. It's absurd that he's this locked in. I am taking him every single game, and I believe so far in every game he's gone over 1.5 bases. I'm going to continue to play it at plus money here. Thank you.
Does it bother me at all to hear Kevin Gausman pitching in a World Series?
I'm happy for him.
I'm too, but I'm saying, just ever wonder like if they really botched that?
Oh, I think they did.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as he went down to Atlanta, they moved him to a different side of the rubber, and then the next year he's in the Cy Young conversation with the Giants.
I know.
So people used to always go, well, he's a 500 pitcher. And I'd say, stop with that. A 500 pitcher. What does that even mean? He doesn't play half the game. He just pitches. Stop with this wins and losses nonsense.
Yeah.
It's the one thing he can't control completely. You know what he can control? How many guys get on base. He can control how many earned runs he gives up.
Yeah.
Those are the things he can control. I hated when people did that. It's like, well, yeah, but his ERA is still good. Good strikeout numbers. Yeah. He's always been a solid pitcher.
And now he's really good.
Yeah, he's their ace. On a team, well, your Savage is going to be their ace. That kid's just an absolute savage. Yeah, Savage. All right, I like Blake Snell under Ks, as I've talked about. The only Dodgers pitcher that's gone over their K prop was Yamamoto, and he pitched a complete game. The only pitcher that's really gone over their K prop in the entire series has been Yamamoto. And why is that? The Blue Jays strike out less than anybody else. The Dodgers strike out. I mean, you can get some strikeouts with the Dodgers, but you start off with Shohei Ohtani, who nobody wants to pitch to.
Yeah.
So you're pitching around him. They walked him to start the game. Like, you're watching it going, I can't believe we're doing this in the first inning already, not throwing a strike. And then he got to a full count and threw him another ball, and he walked. I just think when you're looking at these pitchers, you're not seeing them go deep in the games. They're kind of showing that you don't want to see your starter a second time through the order. He's more than likely to get hit if it's someone you don't really trust. The other guys they trust. The thing I've said about the Blue Jays with them not striking out, they've made Snell work in game one under Ks. They beat up on Glass now under Ks. And even last night against Shohei Ohtani, they got to him early. He was able to get 6 innings and 6 Ks, but he still finished under the 6.5 K prop.
Who would pitch to Ohtani as hot as he's been? If you see a guy at 2 home runs and 2 doubles, how do you fault people for intentionally walking them?
I don't, but it's just weird to see the first batter for the other team. It's like, yeah, we don't want to face him in the... Hey, you still got to make him earn it early. Like, it's not like he goes 4 for 4, gets on base 9 times every time.
No, no.
And understanding, like last night, I would have challenged him after an 18-inning game with him pitching. I'm not going to just stand up there and throw junk and let him stand in a box. Make him swing. Hell, even get on the base pass, make him run. Like, that's what you want. But the Dodgers are my favorite play today. I just think they handle business at home. They take this back. And I don't know if it's game 6 or game 7, but I think they eventually win. They just have too much pitching. I would not be surprised in a game 6 going back that the Blue Jays actually get the Yamamoto this time around. I definitely don't expect them to pitch another complete game.
If he pitches another complete game, we'll go wild. That'd be his third postseason complete game.
It's ridiculous. You just don't see that anymore, let alone 3. All right. So there you go. The Dodgers being my favorite play. I do love that Cavs over, And I love these prop plays. I'm going to hammer Blake Snell's under K's. I like the Blue Jays under 3.5 runs a lot. As I said, I think the Dodgers win. All these kind of correlate together, except for Vlad over 1.5 bases, but he doesn't have to hit a home run for me to get that prop. I like it tonight, and I can't tell you, the last losing night I've had in props, whether it's college, NFL, Major League Baseball, was going back to Saturday night, and that was a 1-3 night. That was, you know, the night before that was 4-0, so props have been really good. All right, we got a special guest coming up. We're going to talk to Randolph Rice, and you may say, what are we going to talk about? The NBA gambling scandal. What are the legal implications with this? How does it affect the sports books and coaches' contract? There's all kinds of stuff that we're going to get into it with him. But we talk to him next right here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. Evering our guest, but we'll talk about this a little bit. The gambling scandal. I mean, look, I think I've had more people ask me my thoughts on the gambling scandal because of my background in being a degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
Than probably anything else. I'm going on shows to talk about the Ravens, and then it always gets brought up. It's like, hey, what do you think about what's going on with this? I got to say, like, there's more names that are coming out with this, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and again, I don't know the involvement, but you're hearing names like there were Antonio Gates had a poker game at his house. Did he just have it at his house, or was he involved with the cheating? Because for these guys that are millionaires that make mm-hmm. so, like, Chauncey Billups in his career made $140 million.
Yeah.
Like over that, coaching, everything. And he's ripping off his friends.
Yeah, I know.
In a shady ass poker game.
It's pretty amazing.
It's kind of crazy how the whole thing plays out. But this was something too where it's not just that, it's the effect on the NBA games. Do fans think this stuff's being rigged? And you have to after some of the things you're
not.
It just becomes a problem. So, and we're joined by Randolph Rice. Randolph, how are you?
What's up, guys? How are you all today?
Good. So, first off, what was your first thoughts when this came across the wire? Because we were on the morning show and it leaked out, and then we're like, oh, who's involved with this? Chauncey, you got all these guys. There's a lot of implications of the trouble, and this is a federal thing, not just some little slap on the wrist.
Yeah, this is huge. And it's interesting because just last week, right before this, I don't know if you saw this, but the NCAA came out and said, you know what, if you're an athlete in the NCAA, we'll let you bet on the pro games. They've since pulled that back after this happened. When I saw this, I thought, this is the owners of every major sport team in the country's worst nightmare, right? Because this is what taints the trust in the system and ruins what's now become a $30 billion industry, which is the gambling industry in America.
Yeah, and for people who haven't had the joy of facing the federal system, nobody wins.
No.
Nobody wins in the federal system. And I don't think the public understands that. Like, when you get indicted, it's the same burden of proof as a police officer locking you up in the street. Very little. It just means you could be charged, and it's probable cause. And then after that, they're being charged for conspiracy in this case, I'm assuming.
Conspiracy, there's some gambling charges. Yeah. They're looking at maybe RICO. I mean, the racketeering because they're working together with the mafia.
Right.
And Ed, as you said, you know, being charged by the feds, they don't ease into a case. When they have a case, it is usually airtight, and they are ready to go to trial. Mm-hmm. They may be collecting more evidence as they move forward, but they are 99% confident probably that they're going to win this case.
Yes, but I would push back on they have a good an airtight case. It's nonsense. Everything favors them.
Yes.
Because they charge every friggin' defendant with conspiracy. Everyone is charged with conspiracy. Do you know what conspiracy is, Jeremy? Two or more people conspiring to do something. They agree to commit a crime. You need one overt act. In a case like this, you know what the overt act could be? A phone call.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
So, Randolph, with that being said, too, this has to affect contracts and how they're written going forward, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because for people that don't know, Terry Rozier right now is getting all of his money.
Right. That's right.
All of that money, $40-some million, is his, even though he was shaving points.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt that there's certainly some element in all contracts that probably has a general clause that talks about sort of bad acts if you do something. But I certainly think that moving forward, every sports team is going to start thinking about, all right, how do we write these contracts to make sure it covers us in case this happens? And I'm sure you guys have walked into the Ravens locker room. And what's on the wall at every wall in Ravens locker room is, do not gamble.
Yes.
I mean, this is preached. This is something that the team always talks about. Yeah. Right. And they don't want to see this happening because, again, like I said, it hurts the credibility of the industry.
Yeah. And what about people like Jeremy, who was a degenerate gambler?
I am a degenerate.
All right, he still is. So do they have any legal, you know, recourse if it comes out that there was something that affected the sports books and things like that? Do bettors have any standing?
And that is a great question. And that's something I think that a lot of bettors are going to be asking, as well as the betting platforms. They're going to say, hey, look, did we get taken here? Did we lose money? Because the platforms are going to say, did we get taken, obviously scammed? They might try to claw back some money. And then the bettors may say, wait a second, I didn't have this information, or I wasn't part of this and I didn't get to benefit from this. And it changed the biggest year is the prop bets, right? That seems to be the biggest point of contention, or the state's case, or the government's case rather, is these prop bets where they had this little bit of information about one player was going to, something was going to happen, right? Yeah. That's such a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to fumble the ball.
You're going to get hurt, and you're going to say, oh, you know, I got to come out, and therefore the game's going to get thrown. And, you know,
you're going to miss three free throws. I'm a 90% free. You're going to miss three. It doesn't matter. Like, and the weird thing about this, too, is, by the way, gamblers have already complained before they lost their bet and they wanted their money back. It doesn't matter what happens. Everything's unfair.
Yeah.
And I get it because I've been in that boat. But prop bets are the easiest way to get limited at sports books. And now I wonder what they do to assure gamblers that are betting on it that this isn't something, because they caught Rozier the day of. They knew he was doing it from the weird bets that were placed. Like, why is everyone betting him under this? Like, an enormous amount of people. Same thing with Jontay Porter, where they caught him in Toronto doing this. And he was telling his friends, I'm going to come in. My prop is 5.5 points. I'll get three and I won't score again. You know?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But I don't know that gamblers, if it got into a class action lawsuit, I think the lawyers would win, but I don't know about everybody else.
Right. At the end of the day, the amount of bets probably is so insignificant to each individual, like most class actions, but you're right. It's probably the lawyers at the end of the day are going to bet. But to go on what you're saying, I think what they're going to use is technology, AI, and they're going to start looking for patterns. You know, are people betting a large amount of money on some sort of prop bet? Or are there certain people in certain areas of the country that are betting? And they can figure all these things out. So technology is probably going to be the saving grace of this.
I'm just laughing because my whole life.
Yeah.
We used to look for people with high electric bills because it was a grow house.
Yes. That was one of my, in law school, I did the thing about, well, we talked about, we used to drive by houses with heat sensors.
Right.
You remember this? Yeah. And then the Supreme Court said you can't do that because you might be heat censoring somebody in the shower.
Yeah.
But what they were looking for was people growing marijuana in the attics using those heat guns.
Ed, do you have any of those addresses? Where
they the rights are set down. I wanted to see if they're still hanging out.
Every other block is a $150 electric bill. You have a $2,000 electric bill. There's a problem.
There's a problem.
Well, let me get to this last part here, the impact that it could have across sports, because the other leagues are going, thank God it happened to them. How do we fix it on our end?
Well, going back to the technology, they start working. Education's big with the players, obviously saying, hey, look, guys, this is what could happen. They point to this case. It's not just that you might be in trouble with the league. This is you may be going to federal prison for 20 years because that's the maximum. A lot of these charges that they're looking at, education, obviously technology, they're going to be the big ones. But this is something that I think the sports betting world and the sports leagues, they've been worrying about this. I think they saw this was going to happen at some point.
I don't know how they didn't.
You know what's funny? I was watching with my son because he loves watching 60 Minutes last night, and I think algorithms picked up. I got the old story about the NBA referee. Remember this guy in the 90s, right?
Tim Donaghy?
Yeah, and it fed me. And, of course, me and my 11-year-old son sat there and watched this story about this, and I thought, man, this is like history repeating itself.
Yeah. Randolph, when this happened, it was so funny because over a year ago, I came on the air. I do a gambling segment every day. I just did it. And I was telling everybody I thought the Portland Trailblazers were in a great spot, catching 7.5 points. With 3 minutes left to go, they're down 2 points. They pull all their starters.
Yeah.
And I came on the air the next day and said, who does that? And like I could sit here and think, yeah, they want to lose the game. They're tanking because they want a better chance at the lottery. That wasn't that.
No.
And now seeing it, it makes me go, that was the damn game. They ended up losing by 8 points. They didn't cover the spread. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, how did it happen? How do you take out your five best players and put in five backups in the most key moments of a game?
Follow the money, right? Yes. That's the ultimate it is. Follow the money. And when you have, it's not just these coaches and these players betting. Now you've got the mafia involved, right? And the mob is pushing these guys and threatening them probably too, saying, hey, you got a big bet that you don't need to pay up on. We need to make that right. You need to do this next time. And it just snowballs and gets worse, just like we talked about with the ref. He talked about how he had family members that were being threatened. Yeah. He had to keep doing, making calls to satisfy the mob. So that's,
well, you know, the others had a video yesterday. You're watching, right?
Well, we were watching a video. I think it was Francesi, a former mobster, was talking about how they would get to these guys, that they would lose some money.
Yep.
They won't have it by a certain date. And he goes, you're going to put the ball on the ground three times. As soon as you touch it, you're putting it on the ground. And the sad part is, once the guy does the one thing and feels like, hey, that's going to get me out of it, no, now they have you on that.
Yep, that's right.
Now we know you shave point. You know, and if you say anything, if you implicate us, who knows what could happen? Right. They sleep with fishes, right, Ed?
That does happen.
Yeah. It does happen. It's sad, but it does happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Randolph, great to have you in, man. Appreciate the,
thanks,
the insight
guys.
On
it's
this.
Good to it's see you guys cool. this morning. Yeah, you guys look good.
I wasn't. Well,
don't get ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm aging like milk. So, if anybody wants anything, it's getting chunky. It's
like looking like a gas station egg.
Yeah. I think I smell like one, too.
All right. That's funny.
Randolph, appreciate your time, man. We got to step out and wrap this up. We've got our encore, what we've learned, all that's coming up next here on The Fan.
Thanks,
whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
These things started going nuts. Like, somebody would be sleeping in their bed, and all of a sudden the bed would be 110 degrees, yeah, and they can't change it. Or the bed's legs, the bottom would come up and just sit up, and there's nothing you can do.
You're folded in half.
I can't imagine this just happened.
There's a hamburger bun.
I find it so fun. And this is why I hate these self-driving cars, because things like this happen. And you got to be, this is stupid. But I told you, I don't have that kind of bed, but I do have a great bed. I think I had a mattress firm when I had the door some years ago. But the thing, you know, the head rises, the feet rise, it vibrates, there's lights.
I know your bed vibrates.
Yeah. Anyway.
You have to put a quarter in it.
Celeste likes to actually sit up and read, so she puts the bed up like in a V, where feet are raised, a head's raised. The control box breaks.
Oh.
The bed gets stuck in that position. Now you can't sleep in it.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, you're like a taco. It's like you're sleeping in a V. It was ridiculous. So I had to order a new control box. I had to turn the bed over, install it, and then it reset. And then when that happened, it was scary because it was such a boom. It was, I had it on its side, and I was like, it's not working. it was a safety mechanism that if the bed was, the feet weren't on the floor, it wouldn't reset.
That way you can't get stuck?
Yes, I guess. Or, yeah, you can't hurt, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I put it, then it just went flat completely and it took me by surprise. But I can imagine the horror with these people. Could you imagine all of a sudden your bed's 110 degrees?
Oh my gosh.
Am I in hell?
There you go. That's our encore. Ed?
Encore is brought to you today and every day by the Lion's Den. Pleasure, passion, romance. And let me just tell you, we talk a lot of sports, obviously. But, like, when's the last time you scored at home? Because the Lion's Den, they got more than just balls. Talking lingerie, toys, all the romantic gear you need to make your partner cheer. Put down the chips, Fabby. Get the Lion's Den help.
You know, I heard this, that, you know, a threesome's with three people.
Mm-hmm.
A twosome is with two people, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm handsome. That's what my mom always says.
Yes.
But, yeah. Hey! But, Ed, does it still apply if you don't have a partner? Because I'm sure there's stuff there that can still help you out if you're lonesome.
There is.
Yeah.
There are many things that can help you out. They have fake things. And they have all kinds of...
Tell them what fake things
they get all kinds of cool stuff at the Lion's Den. As they say, it's like, you know, it's like you're doing clothes. If it's just a small load, just do it by hand.
What? Still, I love that statement. Almost every single hand you've ever shook at one point in time has had a penis in it.
Yes. That. Both sexes.
All right, let's get to what we learned. Ed, what'd you learn today?
Well, I learned all these NBA guys are screwed because talking the last segment, I was talking to Randolph Rice. The fact that they're charged with conspiracy, wire fraud, gambling, again, conspiracy. Two people or more agree to commit a crime. That's all it is. Everybody's charged in the federal system. All you need is one overt act. If they made a phone call or sent a text to a bookie, that is an overt act. You're guilty. You're done. Bye-bye. Goodbye. See ya. I'll see you when technology flips five times on you. You won't be out for 20 years. So, yeah, they're really in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
A whole lot of trouble. People have no idea how effed up the federal system is. You don't have a chance. And they base their success on the length of sentences they get. So the longer you serve, which is really crappy. That's like you
told me. That does sound
people
shady.
Mad about cops having ticket quotas. How about that one? You get judged by the length of time you put people away. Not just a suspense, just straight up how bad can you hurt somebody?
I don't know why I feel a little bit surprised at it, and then it kind of glazes over and you're like, why would I be surprised?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I know you've been taking Italian classes, learning.
See? Grazie.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I've been taking gymnastics classes.
Oh, yeah.
My gymnastics teacher is never satisfied with my performance, even though I'm bending over backwards to try to keep her happy.
Stupid. Molto divertente.
Here's one for you. I don't know if this one's Italian, but I went shopping for cherries and a microphone stand. Bada bing, bada boom.
That was funny.
Why are skeletons so calm? Nothing gets under their skin.
Yeah.
Are you ready for my dentist joke?
Yes.
Brace yourself. Yeah. A man walks into a bar in ancient Rome. He holds up two fingers and says, five beers, please. That's a V, guys, in Rome. It's a V. My wife asked if I had heard a word she said. What a weird way to start off a conversation. My dad came to me and said, me and mom are no longer dating. And mom said, that's a horrible way of saying we're married. I asked my phone, Siri, why am I so bad with women? She said, I'm Alexa, you moron. My friends say that I'm as boring and bland as a mushroom. I'm actually a fun guy. And lastly, my wife asked if I requesting...
Fungi. All right, guy, got it.
My wife asked if requesting her doctor give her Botox injections for her migraine would come off as a weird request. I said, nah, shouldn't raise any eyebrows. Hello. All right, Vinny and Haney are up next. We'll see you tomorrow. I think Rob's back. We'll have the whole crew back and get ready for Thursday night football with the Ravens.
Yeah.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.